That's nice. That's real nice to know. Something about Danielle's neighbor. Negative copy, please repeat. West of her house?
Roger. I was also interested, very interested in the family, over.
Roger, Roger. It certainly is an interesting family, that's true. WD6DVI with WB6MID, portable 803.
WB6MID, port 8, Romeo 3, Tico with WB6DVI. Thank you for sending the frequency. This is the end of the day.
Roger, Roger. Stand by a second.
WB6MID, port 8, Romeo 3, and BS 2 WB6DVI. Check frequency is definitely in use. We've been on a frequency system at 1 hour now. So,
the frequency is in use.
Copy.
Roger. Well, there's lots of people with a frequency, and I'm trying to hold it for Arlene to give her a report.
This is Arlene.
Roger.
We met with Dr. Bryant today, and his first question concerned Ellie.
What was he concerned about? He was surprised to note that she was back in Tony's place.
Vinny wanted to know the details, and we first gave him the quote regarding Dr. Hutch.
Roger.
He seemed to be very, confident with that quote. He especially lit up with the explanation regarding standby. Especially lit up at the information on Jordan's behavior. Copy. Let me repeat that. He was especially standby. He responded favorably when we described Jordan's conclusion of Ellie's behavior. When I explain the Grata situation. He then went on to ask, was it true that our friend did not meet with Ellie?
Roger.
And at that point, I gave them a standby. I gave them Marty's rundown.
All Roger.
And the response was favorable. Stand by. He then went on to say that I guess you realize that Sally can be pretty negative when she wants to be. He referred to William's location as being our location. William's location. In other words, as being his also. We told him that April had just recently stopped by. He was very surprised. Was very apologetic about a call that he was to have made to April that did not get made. This call was on our behalf. He didn't indicate, he just went on to say that he's been traveling extensively regarding upcoming events. And he wants to know the exact air Jack Nyland from Denver. He wants to know the exact air mileage from 8R3 to 8R1 for a report. Over. Let's see, how soon will we be able to get that information?
I know the time that it takes, but I don't know the mileage of it.
Is there someone who might be able to give us that information there? That's it regarding Dr. Bryan.
Okay.
Roger. Sally's relative, stand by.
Okay, I'm going to talk about, here's another subject. This is the latest news, over.
Yeah.
Okay, Rich Murphy from The Examiner is on TV, over. Roger, Roger, and he's talking about a recent event which took place in the U.S. Supreme Court, over. Roger, the Supreme Court ruled that the Stanford building could be raided for any kind of material, or could be, you know, examined for any kind of material by the police, over. But, well, in this particular case, the Stanford newspaper, but I guess that, because it was decided by the Supreme Court, that can be any newspaper at all, over, can be, you know, examined for any kind of, I guess it's criminal evidence, over. Okay, well, this is an old case, and it happened to Stanford. You know about it, over? Roger, Roger. And there was evidently some criminal evidence in the newspaper office, though the newspaper had nothing to do with it. You copy? And it was contested all the way up to the Supreme Court, and just 2 days ago, the Supreme Court decided to uphold the appeal, and that was that any law enforcement agency can go in now to a newspaper office, regardless of whether or not the newspaper has committed any kind of, you know, crime or anything. That the fact that they may have evidence, they can be, you know, they can go right on in. You copy?
It may be evidence and use it, over.
Roger, Roger, and Rich Murphy's on the air saying that if that ever happens to him, he'll just block it, over.
Well, I would say so. I think Mr. Murphy needs some commendation for that, because he's certainly taking the right stand on that. From my point of view, of course, that's my only personal perspective.
Roger, Roger. But it's an interesting development, over.
WB6DVI with WB6MID, portable AR3.
Okay, hello. Someone just came in to look for another donut.
Just a few more news items. The ministers from Scientology, copy?
Ministers from Scientology.
The ministers, I guess they're going to be indicted, over.
Really? My goodness.
Probably on Monday, over. Probably on Monday, over. Well, it's not like they're going to be indicted, over. I mean, it's widely known, it's already been publicized, it's going to happen, over.
Oh, Roger, Roger, Roger. We can say that the one of the news facts here that, you know, we do get a lot of news. We don't get a lot of, local news from the area, from the states, I guess. We get a lot of world news.
Well, you guys, well, you know, I mean.
You know, I think you might forget Gregory
tomorrow,
okay?
Negative, copy. Negative, copy.
Roger. Roger.
Take a full stand,
against discrimination, as he just said.
Mm-hmm.
She was very friendly. She was very friendly. I conveyed it the other night. Do you want me to go into more detail now, over?
I guess you didn't convey it to me. This is the first I heard of it.
I guess you were gone then. It was late. I guess you were gone then, over.
Well, I do have your phone. Okay, she was friendly. Anything else?
Negative. Just that she wants an appointment to see the doctor probably the end of the month. Probably the end of the month, over, with some of her friends. Over. Roger, roger.
His nickname, that guy, you know, I don't know what his name is,
I can't remember. We still have not heard anything from Bernard, copy. Roger, roger. I'm going to answer this because we've talked to Iverson several times and each time it's not been appropriate because of Jack on one and then he had to go and then also the next time because of Salazar and so though I've intended to and seen him several times, I've not had the opportunity, over.
Roger, roger, I know, over.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, okay. Hold on. Roger, roger. WV6VVI with WV6MIV portable 8R3. You copy?
Roger.
Sometime it would be nice to have Sydney's sisters talk to their parents. Copy.
Roger. I think we can arrange that late. Anytime when it's very late, I can probably arrange it.
Roger. There is still interest in that area from last week. There is still interest in following up in that area. That person called again about three times, and there's still interest in on the part of Sydney's older ones. Copy.
Roger. Both
in one way, over. Oh, I was afraid of that. Well, maybe sometime if they come up real strong, we can do that. Roger. What about film?
You sent us an excellent film recently. You copy?
Did you like it?
Yes, it's fast. People are really enjoying it. Remind everyone there of that kind of film because of its excellent quality of it.
You're talking about the one from The Woman?
I don't know the source, but it's an excellent film, and...
You mean the one that Robbie brought?
Roger, about the alphabetic and educational film?
The friend of Reverend Lathrop did that. You're aware of that, aren't you?
We're not talking about that one, I don't think, but that's a good one to remind them of, too.
Then I don't know which one you're talking about. That's what I'm trying to get clear.
It's an educational film about the alphabet.
Oh, okay, I'll check. Roger.
It's about that, over.
Yeah, Roger.
And the other one is excellent, too. I mean, the one you were thinking of is excellent. Remind everybody, ladies, in detail, it's a very, very excellent film.
Roger.
Both of them, and they did love Jesse so well, over.
What about Jesse?
They did him so well, over.
Roger.
They did him so well, his temperament, you know.
Yes, Roger.
Roger. He just wants people to be learning because it's going so excellent in detail.
Roger.
WB6DVI with WB6NID, portable 803.
Jesse to bring the little ones, copy?